Hey, Made in Japan listeners. Want to share your opinions, give feedback, or tell me what you're thinking? Send me a voice message. Voice messages are an easy way for you to send me audio that might end up in the future episode of Made in Japan podcast, Conversations with Meljo Catalan. They're the latest feature from Anchor and the platform I use to make this podcast. I'd love to hear questions that you have for me, what you thought about the episode, or what do you think about most of the stories that you hear in the Made in Japan podcast. And also, who do you think that I should interview next? Make up a theme song for me, or maybe you want to, you know, just plain old have a chat or ask me any kind of question. I don't mind. Anyways, you can send me a voice message right now from wherever you're listening and just tap the link in my show notes. I can't wait to hear from you. Hey there, welcome to Made in Japan, Conversations with Meljo Catalan. This is my podcast about Japan, but it's not just your run-of-the-mill Cool Japan podcast. I want to explore a side of Japan besides the sushi and sumo, anime and the video games. I'm here to extrapolate and meditate with the local people that your travel guide probably doesn't touch on, people that are hungry for making it, and people that have made it. This podcast is my talks with them. Hello and welcome back everyone to this podcast. There's a Japanese word that I like to share to you. It's called taseikan, and it means a sense of accomplishment. And I can probably speak to most, not only English teachers, but all teachers in the world that a sense of accomplishment and a sense of gratification from seeing your students grow and grow to become what they've wanted to achieve. To me, that goes beyond your salary or your possessions or whatever material things that, you know, you yearn for. Seeing people, in my opinion, seeing the students that I've taught grow and just blossom to who they become, that to me is just the greatest gift to, and then the greatest privilege to have seen. So that relates to my next guest. Her name is Manami. She is an Okinawa-born J-pop singer, and she really is continuing to rise with her fame. So I'm going to, you know, let you hear her story. Her story is really very almost similar to mine, but yet she just had these really great breaks in her career that made her blossom, and she's still continuing to soar with her music. So without further ado, this is Manami, and I hope you enjoy listening to her story and how she made it in Japan as a J-pop singer. Here we go.
Toho Cinema.
Because I remember you there.
Really?
And we were watching.
Really?
Avengers.
Okay. Okay. But I remember we went to like karaoke.
Yeah, yeah.
With your friends.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Manami, you were probably one of my first friends when I first came to Japan.
Really? Okay.
And we talk about this. Mm-hmm. You basically introduced me to Shibuya.
Yes.
I do remember that we went shopping one time.
Really?
And you were like,
this
is like This is when I was still teaching you.
Oh, yes.
And like with the,
yes.
with our other mutual friends.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Shout out to Aki.
Oh, yes.
Aki. But we were hanging out, and I remember you were like, oh, this looks good. And I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. So we were like at like the Gap store.
Oh my gosh,
and then
yeah, you know, I used to go to Ichimaru-Q.
Yeah, and I was like, why am I in this department store full of, you know, women's clothes?
Yada, <And you're> like, so shy. So
oh, it's funny though. But anyways, Manami, can you introduce yourself?
Yes. Yeah. Hello, everyone. I'm Manami. I was born in Okinawa, and I grew up here in Tokyo. And I, Mel was used to be my teacher, my English teacher, and we haven't seen like for maybe 10 years,
and
but we just met today, and it's really awkward. You are here in Nakameguro.
It was, and it was just totally by chance too, that I just got, you know, when I found you, I was like, what?
Thank you.
But then, and now you're saying that you really like Nakameguro recently.
This is my area right now.
Oh wow. Well, it's definitely changed a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely much more mature than before.
I think so.
But let's go back. Let's talk about your childhood. Because I remember when I first started teaching you, you said, hi, I'm Manami, and I want to be a singer. And I'm like, whoa. That's why I'm here. I want to study English.
Oh.
And I was like, this girl has a lot of passion.
Really?
I saw in your eyes.
Yeah. Was I saying like, really, I want to be a singer?
You showed me your notebook of like song lyrics that you wrote.
Oh.
Remember that?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
and then so you were like, can you check my grammar?
Oh.
And I thought that was like, this girl is going to make it. I know, I just need you. I think it, you know, when I see people, I see students, I can tell just by the aura, like their fire in their eyes, like if they want to do something. When I see people and they really want to do something.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Like I have like lyrics notes today too.
I knew it. You've always kept a journal. And you and of like English lyrics,
even
back in the day.
Yeah, I never, you know, I don't change.
Then that's
I
a good
don't
thing.
Change. Wow.
Good habits like that.
Yeah.
Gets you a long way in your life. So I've always thought you've had it.
And I thought like I want you to check my grammar.
Yeah, you were so serious too. And I was just saying, whoa, she is really pushing me.
Oh.
And you have to remember, I was a very young new teacher. I still had to learn how to be a good, you know, to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And so you were one of my first students that really just kind of showed me like, wow, okay, she has the motivation to study.
Yes,
and I was like, wow, okay.
Wow.
And I think that's what led to me like, okay, let's be friends and go show me Shibuya.
Well, you were, you know, good teacher already.
Oh, really?
Time. Yeah. And you, I didn't know that you came to Japan and you are really new that time.
I was so new. So new. This was like 2006? Yeah, 2006.
So before that, what were you doing?
So, well, I was in, before college, I was, you know, I kind of probably had the same passion as you had. Like, I wanted to be a musician.
What?
But not... Not
I didn't know
not
that.
Like the pop star that you are, but like I was
you
more into.
You didn't tell me, though, right?
No, I was more into underground
okay.
punk rock music. And,
okay.
But I loved hip hop. I loved rock. I come from a family of music lovers, so my brothers and sisters listen to many kinds of music, and my mom would listen to Broadway or classical.
Oh, yes.
You know, and so. Music was just part of life, and but I think I just took it to heart, and I really wanted to do something with it. But
did you sing?
So I took voice lessons, and I did choir in. So I went to a Catholic elementary school. During my first years of elementary school, it was a Catholic school, and like I remember doing choir there.
Mm-hmm.
but I never continued.
Okay.
And then, okay. And then 15, 16, I picked up bass guitar and guitar. And I joined like a punk band, and hardcore punk band. And then I got back into singing again. But it was like heavy metal and then regular singing at the same time.
진짜 totally different.
You're looking at me like, it's like, that's not the melody I know. Well, what about you? You, where did that passion come from music? Well, can you tell me, how did it start for you?
Like, hearing your story, yeah. Like, we had the same things. Because I was so into gospel.
Yes.
So I went to, you know, church, and I was joining choir.
Yeah.
And I got really inspiration from that.
What age was this?
Well, maybe 22.
Okay.
22, okay. 23.
Okay.
And I really love Mariah Carey and Celine Dion.
For sure.
Yeah, they were really great, and whoa. They were, you know, my idol. So, yeah, from the gospel.
Yeah.
I really love becoming love to, you know, sing in English.
Mm.
And after that, like, my brother plays piano, and I asked him to cooperate with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And we started to make songs.
Mm.
Maybe that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And I made a demo, and I said that sent the demo to the companies, and I started to join the auditions, but it didn't work well in the beginning.
Was this in Tokyo already?
Yeah, it was in Tokyo. Then, when I was 23, like, the last 大学4年生の時
like fourth year of university.
Yes. Mm. And I checked the audition news, and I found the audition, like, you know what, like, parallel?
Yes.
Yeah. You know?
Yes, I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, and Nigo, he is famous Japanese clothing producer.
Yep.
And Falil and Nigo organized the audition.
Mm.
And I got the news, and I was like, oh my god,
this is what I want.
Yeah. This is what I want.
Right.
And I was in it. Mm. And I don't know why, I still, you know, can't believe this, but I got the audition. I won this. I won the first prize.
I was so impressed when I heard about it. Because I didn't hear it from you. I heard it from like someone else. And I was and then I saw it was on, I think I saw it on YouTube.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, that's Manami. That's Pharrell.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing?
I cannot believe.
but at the same time, Manami, I wasn't surprised.
Really?
Yeah, I was like, she's got that fire.
Yeah.
You know? So how was that experience? How did that competition work? So did you go in and into the studio first and sing? Or?
Well, first, in the beginning, I sent the demo.
Okay.
And there were like maybe about 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And we had like 4 auditions for the final.
Mm.
To the final.
Mm.
Mm. So, and then the last final was in Daikanyama club.
Uh-huh.
And Pharrell came and Nigo came.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, I was dying, actually. I almost died. Like, I almost, like, you know,
like threw up.
Like,
oh, man.
Yeah.
So this was before the performance. You were just like, and did you perform an original song today?
I did 2 songs.
Okay.
One was, do you know that? Solange,
yes.
Beyonce's sister.
Yes.
That was a 課題曲, like theme song. Not the 課題曲, how can you say?
It's a request.
Request, yes. And one was Japanese song, which I chose the song, and Japanese ladies song, and then I won that.
That is awesome. 2,000 people.
2,000 people. And then after that, well, you know, other time, you know, I don't know what happened.
That's going to take your career off after that, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Like, you just kind of, it just went autopilot.
Yeah. I was panicking. Like, what am I going to do, you know?
I can't imagine. So I don't believe that one now, because you were so like, yeah, I can do it. I'm going to make it. And then, what am I, after meeting you know, up with, collaborating with Pharrell, you're like, what do I do now? I can't believe that.
Seriously, I was panicking.
But how was that experience working with Pharrell in the studio?
That was so awesome. Right. That was amazing.
Did you learn a lot?
And we went to LA for the recording.
Yep.
And I saw his, you know, making music. You know, right in front of.
He's a great producer. I like his work. Yes.
Super cool, super gentle, super handsome.
You weren't taking notes, huh? You're just like, whoa.
Yeah, I didn't do anything, you know? Like, I didn't do anything, and I didn't say anything like, wow.
Right.
It's happening right now, it's happening right now, you know?
And so both of you helped make the song together?
Actually, I didn't do anything. He done, like, music, and he done... you know, lyrics
too as well.
Yes.
And just went in and did it. It's a nice song. I think everyone, the listeners, if you haven't heard it, check out just YouTube.
Yeah.
YouTube, Manami.
Yeah, we've done two songs. One song is Back of My Mind.
Yeah.
Second song is, Hold Back. Yeah.
I mean, it's the Pharrell sound. Mm. It's that nerd, N-E-R-D sound.
Hi.
Yeah. That's cool. So do you keep in contact with him?
No.
No, really?
Lately.
Because I think you guys would do more.
Well, we had I had a good experience.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, and then after that, the competition, and I remember I saw you on a CM in Shibuya. I saw you like billboard. This was like a few years back. I saw that. Yeah, really. I'm like, because at that time I was still. I was freelancing around and I was working in Shibuya.
Yes, go!
And I'm like, there's Manami again.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just thinking to myself, that's my girl. She's doing well now. I knew it.
Yeah.
But you had a few albums made, right?
I made 4 albums.
Yeah.
And after, I've done 2 songs with Pharrell. I released the songs with my brother.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You know, I've never met him yet.
You haven't met him yet?
Yeah. You talked about him.
Yeah.
He's a pianist, right?
Mm-hmm.
A singer.
Mm-hmm. Now he is famous composer.
Yeah,
in
right.
Japan.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I should have invited him too.
Yeah.
Together.
Maybe he's listening.
Okay. He will.
Yeah.
Okay. So you guys did stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then. I know you did some collaborations as well with other musicians and artists as well.
Yeah, the big change for me is moving to Okinawa.
Right.
Yeah.
When was that?
After, Pharrell.
Yeah.
I wrote a song for like Okinawa beer song.
Yeah. Oreo beer.
Yeah, Oreo beer. Yes.
Yeah.
And then, それがきっかけで, I moved to Okinawa.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started career there.
Your career just blew up right there in Okinawa.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, commercial song, like, every day, the company,
流してくれて. Wow, so you can see in Okinawa TV.
Right. Yeah.
I want to drink Oreo beer.
But, it's totally different
from
here. Like, doing things so far.
Mm.
And after that, I moved to Okinawa. And Okinawa things and Tokyo things, very different.
was the audience the same?
The audience and the culture is totally different. So after I moved to Okinawa, I changed a lot. I changed everything. Like my mind and my creation is different. It's, you know, my 가치관이 変わった. How can I say 가치관? Like,
just, yeah, you see your state of mind.
Yeah, state of mind changed a lot. And before I moved to Okinawa, I was so busy. I was so hectic.
You seemed like
it. My mind is always like, I have to do this. Yeah. I want it so badly, you know.
Was it very hard to do so many projects? Mm. Okay. I could imagine, like, for you at that young age, you just imagine, I got it. And then all of a sudden, any young 20, you know, 20-something-year-old, and you, when you're trying to achieve your dreams, and then everything comes at you at once.
Right.
It's just so hard to prioritize.
Mm. Mm.
And Tokyo can do that. Big time, like any big city, but Tokyo can be really high speed.
So.
You know, it's just like those quick. It's hard to make a quick decision.
Yeah.
So did Okinawa like make your life pace slower?
Slower, but so much better.
Yeah. Well, it's a nice area.
Right. Yeah. So. I started, you know, music career there, and I done like Okinawa work for 7 years, and then I moved back here.
Did you feel that your music changed as well? Like
changed. I used to like hip hop. I used to love hip hop, but right now, you know. Relaxing songs, healing songs, acoustic songs.
Laying out on the beach kind of
vibe. Like. Yeah. Okinawa changed me a lot.
Would you like to go back to, or would you like to do something else, another type of genre of music you're singing? Like, you know, you did hip hop, and then now you did like this healing songs. Would you like to do something else, like in the future?
In the future?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I want to talk about today.
Okay.
Right now I moved back to Tokyo.
Yeah.
The reason is I started new thing.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, I really love to live in Okinawa, but I realized I didn't... it's so... The Okinawa place is really comfort zone for me.
Right.
It's getting so, you know, same thing.
Same thing every day, yeah.
Same thing every day. It's good, but, I remember back in time, you know, I have to try.
I
had a passion.
Yeah.
So the passion came back to me, and then I started a new thing again here.
Good.
Yeah, kind of thing. So my new song is coming up in summer.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it okay to announce it now?
Yeah, sure. Maybe on August, my new song is coming up.
Okay.
It's called Summer Song.
Good.
And it's I sing in English and in Japanese.
That's what I want to hear. Very good. Awesome. So are you getting ready right now to promote the new song? And, will there be a new album along the way too in the future?
I hope. Okay. I hope. Maybe next year.
Okay.
But the Okinawa song, Okinawa music.
Yeah.
It's different. It's different. Yeah, it's new me.
Okay. Who's the new Manami? I want to know. Because to me right now, you did not change at all.
Really?
Yeah. You still got the same aura.
Oh.
Your clothes are a little different. less hip-hop.
A little maturing.
I grew
up. I grew up.
So are you doing any lives, like any performances recently?
Yes.
I've seen you had a live recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I couldn't come.
It's okay. You can come.
Okay.
It's fine.
Okay. But so yeah, where if you have any live performances coming up, that'll be cool to talk about.
Okay, July 15th and July 28th.
Mm-hmm.
I'm having a live with my brother in Kitasando and some live house.
Okay.
I'm gonna put my information, my website, so you can check.
Yeah, I'll, and for the, episode details, I'll plug in your website.
ありがとうございます. Thank you so much.
So I want to know, because I can understand, like, living in Okinawa, getting used to that comfort, and then that life, and then that fire is still in you, you want to come back. And you just came back to Tokyo.
Yes,
from
me this year.
How was it? How was it, that transition coming back?
It's so good.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
I believe I grew up a little.
You know,
so, yeah, now I became myself, maybe.
Do you feel like you found, like, your... Well, I don't want to... I guess I'm going to say it, but do you think you have found your voice?
そうだね。あ、そう、そう、そう言いたい。 Yeah, right, right.
I didn't mean it to be a joke, but...
いや、本当そうだと思う。
Really?
I need an experience, like, I need a, like, hip-hop, manami, and I need an Okinawa career. And then right now, I finally found my voice.
That's awesome.
So,
that's awesome.
Like, I think, like, I started back to zero. Zero からまた.
Okay. Who are you listening to now? Like, what are some singers that are you interested to hear now?
Now I'm listening to acoustic, like, Jason Mraz.
Wow, okay.
Jack Johnson. And
okay,
yeah.
Really? That's still, that's still the beach music stuff.
そうだね。ビーチ好きだからね。
なんやかんや。
But I started, you know, writing lyrics in English. It's really good for me. It's really changing me.
I'm just happy that you continue doing it.
I used to write Japanese songs and I wrote some Japanese artists. But from this year, I started lyrics in English.
Okay.
It's so good. It's so me.
I would think my listeners that are, who are interested in my podcast, I think, you know, they want to hear people's, like, stories and their how they made it into the career. So I guess, could you tell the listeners, what's the music business like in Japan in terms of what you're trying to do? Because I think it might be a little different than America.
全然違うと思う。全然違うと思う。
It's a little different.
Right now, it's really, I think it's easy to do, like, as an artist.
Because of the social media.
So.
It's like anyone just can, what we're doing now, anyone can just pick up a microphone
and
just start recording.
そういう意味ではなんかあんま変わんない。
Right, right.
It's safe.
Right.
But yeah, I don't wanna be in just in Japan. I wanna more explore.
Sure.
Yeah, that's why I decided to. You know, my English is not perfect, but English is necessary for me. I don't know why it's
so
interesting.
So fine now.
Yeah.
I'm relieved.
Teacher.
Oh man. But anyways, I just, you know, I'm just glad that you came to appreciate, you know, speaking English. I know you performed outside Japan. Where was an interesting place that you performed?
Like 2 years ago, I performed in Hawaii.
Oh, it's no different from
Hawaii. I went to Bolivia.
What?
I went to Bolivia.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my friend is artist friend is from Peru.
Okay.
And we had a collaboration.
Okay.
And then at the time I went to Bolivia and I had a couple like singing live. Mm. But the Bolivia is so high.
The elevation.
So I, you know, I could breathe and I couldn't, you know, I almost like, you know, die at the time.
It's a mountain area. Yeah,
mountain area. Yeah. But I had so energy from the Bolivia.
Yeah.
So after that, I had so much power. Yeah.
How was the music there?
It's awesome.
I've heard it's like really catchy.
Awesome. Like,
a lot of soul, a lot of like...
That's the instrumental, like the flute.
Oh, it's like a flute?
Yeah, flute is something like that.
Wow, interesting.
So cool.
How was the audience at that, your performance?
They love me so
much. Really?
Okay. Yeah. Wow. At the time, I was singing like an Odeon Beer song.
Yeah.
I was dancing. I feel some same energy.
Yeah, okay. That's so cool.
Mm.
I've never been to Bolivia.
Bolivia is すごいよ.
I just imagine like a beautiful nature.
So. More scale が, everything is so big scale. Mm. I had so much energy.
That's amazing.
Mm.
All right, so. Anyways, Manami, thank you for coming today and talking
to me.
Me
too, thank you so much.
No,
it's really nice to see you.
Well, can you promote, tell the listeners where can they find you? Like your website or...
Okay.
I think it's called Minami...
Yes, Manami, Manami Okinawa or Manami Solafune, you can search. Both of the words.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can find you like on YouTube and
yes.
And iTunes and stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Actually, I wanted to ask you the Sorafune.
Sorafune. Yeah. Sorafune is Sorafune means like sky ship.
Oh yeah.
This means a lot for me.
Oh okay.
Yeah. When I was a child.
Yeah.
I look up the moon,
yeah.
And I saw the moon like moving to me, and then, yeah, I was, you know, at the time I had a soul imagination. Then, like that time, the imagination brought me here.
Oh.
I always want creativity.
Yeah.
Have creativity and. Childish mind is always like make me so like nice. So,
just forward. Sweet and going forward.
Go forward.
My image is like a Ghibli movie, like Naruto.
そうだね。
Demo. Yeah, the English title is Castle in the Sky.
Mm. Yeah. When I write songs, I always like writing about like fantasy.
Yeah. Okay.
Dreaming and a fantasy. I don't know why.
That's good. Yeah. But take your listeners to another place. You know.
Yeah. So I don't wanna forget about the words. Sorafune. So that's why I put it.
Well, Manami, thank you, lady.
ありがとうございました. You always good teacher.
ありがとうございます。
Again, a big thank you to Manami for coming out and sharing her story with me. Once again, you can find her on her website, which is manami-sorafune.com. Sorafune is sorafune.com. I'll put the website link on the show notes. She's back in Tokyo. Just what great timing I had to interview her, because she's back and I think she's ready to debut her new song. I believe it'll come out in August, as she said, and I think it's gonna be. I had a chance to listen to some of it, and it's definitely a song that you can feel she's redefining herself in almost morphing herself into her new a new movement of what she wants to do as a singer. And I think it's going to be special. I think her listeners are going to be really excited when they hear it. And I hope you guys have a chance to go check it out. You know, you can check her out on her Spotify or her iTunes. Just search, you know, Manami in Okinawa. Go check out Manami. She's great. She's a great singer. So anyways, you're listening to Made in Japan, Conversations with Meljo Catalan. Feel free to email me for anything that you would want to comment, any questions or concerns, or if you have a story. My email is japanmademepodcast@gmail.com. Or you can hit me up on my Instagram and Facebook. My handle is @MadeInJapanPodcast. We're in the middle of the rainy season here in Japan, and I'm just kind of basically waiting for it to end and go into the summertime. But until then, I hope you guys enjoy yourselves this summer, and stay tuned for my next episode, and I will talk to you later. Peace out.